leave that for later on. Something I can keep with me in my pockets.
Pour
it. Yeah, well, all right, I can pour the martini. Oh, you like to torture me, don't you? Oh. Oh, God, look at that. Oh, look at that. Ooh, one sip. But I'll wait till blessed relief, and then we'll give this breathalyzer a real workout. Yeah, you'll really see how this thing works. Big time. Everybody's psyched about springtime rolling around as the East Coast recovers from the most brutal winter in recent history. Yeah, I mean... Patrick's Day Parade. Don't you love it? You gotta love it. I take a walk every year. And I stand there on the sidewalk. And I watch that St. Patrick's Day Parade go by. I stand there and I see the marching bagpipe band. The Royal Order of the Hibernians proudly decked out. The Irish dancing girls. Aren't they a sweet bunch of Kathleen's now? The police officers in their crisp blue uniforms. The old geese and Grand Marshal waving from his convertible. There's the balloon seller. The clown on stilts. There's Carlos, the international terrorist. Sitting near a mailbox, I was able to duck down and shield myself from his withering gunfire. As he stood there raking the crowd, run into an enemy. Sure, I had my gun with me, but it was... I said, Carlos, now stop that! Remind me to get a semi-automatic. I watched as horses were cut down where they stood. I stood up from behind my bullet pot mailbox. My knees unsteady. My heart racing in my mouth. I looked around to see if I could help anybody out. There's one guy in a leprechaun outfit. Looked like he was trying to say something through the bubbles of blood that were coming out of his mouth. I walked over to him and I leaned down. I said, "Hey, buddy. This incident kind of blows that luck of the Irish thing all to smithereens now, doesn't it?"
He's on a mission to Mega Street.
The Grease Man.